Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Just dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, we've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
And, of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the point of the show. We do have stuff to talk about tonight. Coming up, Matt, you've got a story about a mysterious object, a cylindrical... Was it 378 miles long?
It's 600 kilometers long. It's 372 miles long.
Something in the ocean?
Yeah, it's equidistant between Hawaii and California and a little south, more off the coast of like Baja, Mexico.
So we can talk about that.
They don't know what that is?
Well, I don't know if anyone knows what that is.
It's weird.
That's something that we can definitely discuss here tonight. The phones are open as always as well, but since Joa is here... And you and I discussed, I think last week, we came across this Democrat, I think it was actually the first day I had heard about it. There was a news media person who called me up, a reporter from the Union Leader. She's a freelancer. And she's the lady that broke the story about the Robin Hooders way back in the day.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So she called me up. She says, hey, what are your comments on this protest, this anti-free stater protest happening in Keene on Saturday? I said, there's a protest happening? At first I've heard of it. Thanks for letting me know. And turns out the Cheshire Democrats had organized what has been thus far the biggest anti-free state protest to happen to date. Now, I'm excluding the Stop Free Keene protest from 2014 where they, I believe, may have had more people, but... it's a toss-up. This one was definitely better organized, although the Stop Free Keeners, to their credit, they had handmade signs. So it was a much more grassroots.
Yeah, this one they had all, like, professionally printed signs.
Yeah, these
stuff,
are,
right?
Yeah, there's a high-end printer.
Yeah, there was money behind it.
Coroplast. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So they did some, I don't know how many signs they had. You were grabbing from the pile at one point.
I grabbed one.
Because you were an undercover agent, so
yes,
to speak. You decided to show up as one of the Democrats, and Joa was just in peak performance mode this whole time.
did you let slip your identity, though? Did they find out that you were...
Oh, I blew my own cover.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, they were that dumb. He flipped about a half hour in on the Dems after trying to integrate himself into the group.
You know, New Hampshire Democrats are... extremely paranoid people.
Yes, they are.
They are extremely. If you come in and you try to sign up as a Democrat, you go right ahead. But if you're going to attend meetings and things like that,
oh, yeah,
you are going to get vetted hard.
Were you here, I think it was more than a decade ago now, when there was a couple young guys that were living here at the time. One of them was named Will. Another one, Andrew, I think. They both together decided they were going to go. They're free staters, and they weren't, like, quiet, right? Like, one of them had been arrested for civil disobedience for possession of cannabis.
I was there for that. That was a long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that was a long time ago. So anyway, they both together decided to go to the local Cheshire County Democrats meeting, and they were literally stopped at the front door by some older guy who basically refused them access to this meeting. They made a little bit of a stink about it, and ultimately the Dems had to renege and allow them into their meetings, but it was a big, like, hubbub within the Democrats, because it revealed how paranoid they truly were.
Sure, and they're worse today. I think they're getting worse and worse and worse.
Because we're winning.
They must be. Yeah, the freedom migration, the Free State Projects works, and all the other people who are moving for more freedom to New Hampshire, it's working.
Yeah, so I think they're constantly looking over their shoulder now. They're super paranoid.
And the funny part is, anytime they open their mouth or do anything, it's like free advertising. It turns out that it goes the opposite of what they're hoping it does.
I feel like the most sensitive thing, topic that they had was the secession. Oh, no, the secessionists. It was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
These guys.
Yeah, it was really entertaining, especially some of your interactions with them. I took the time to actually go through your full hour and 51-minute
video.
A
lot of people were like, oh, why you have all these things running over the screen, like my, you know, the faded logo. And stuff. Well, that's just the intro, guys. I had an 8-minute intro. That's how much content I had. I had to, like, you know, separate some of the good stuff for that intro. But, you know, if you really want to see more about what was happening, watch the whole hour and 50 minutes, you know?
I almost wish I'd gone. Like, I didn't...
You would have had a blast.
But I probably, but also my idea with that is I didn't want to give them any... I would rather they stand there aiming their gun at nothing and making everybody think they're crazy than actually give them a target to, like, lash out at. Plus, it, you know, it would just draw attention. And you see, like, Keene, I don't know if I wanted to give him any attention because there might be, you know, it's a Democrat town. They might actually put together a fighting force.
Well,
here.
It is true that having more people in the square certainly does, at a glance, make a group look larger, right?
Yeah.
So they had maybe about 30, according to my count, at one point.
Which is impressive for them.
Very good. Yeah. And I think our side, quote-unquote, maybe had upwards of 20, 15, 20, and somewhere in that range. So, you know, we did almost double the number of people in that park. And unless you were there... And unless you talked to everybody, you wouldn't necessarily know, because some people like Joa were purposely trying to sort of blend in with the Democrats to either gather
and avoiding you, Ian.
Yeah, it was hilarious. He would go. He was avoiding all known Free Staters, and he would back up, you know, like, stay away from me, 6 feet, you know, and just kind of making a whole play on it. And so they... The purpose of this whole event was to attack, quote-unquote, the far right and the Free State Project. So they're trying to liken the Free Staters to the far right, which, of course, is unfair because we love liberty and we have differences
like
with people on the right, and we have differences with people on the left, and we have similarities with people on the left and people on the right. But these people don't want to work with Free Staters. These are the ones who will not try to find any common ground. These are the ones that want to push us out of New Hampshire if they possibly can. But the interesting thing is, it's actually the opposite that's occurring. So there, and I'm going to play some of the audio for you for those that haven't actually taken the time to
and
listen.
Some
to
of them are threatening to leave.
Some of them are planning to leave.
Yeah.
There was a post that the Free State Project made on their Twitter page today that I thought was worth sharing, because this doesn't just happen every now and then these days. This is happening more often with leftist, hardcore, statist, progressive types throwing up their hands in frustration and saying things like this. This one is a Leslie Decker, Leslie D, and then a bunch of numbers. If you go to @FreeStateNH, you can see this. Oh, look, one of the 6,000 libertarian terrorists who've moved to New Hampshire to collapse our state is following me. She's referring to the Move to New Hampshire account, which is somebody that we know. She says, hi, scumbag. I'll be moving from my home because of you. Enjoy your capitalist pig pen.
Bye.
So, yeah, that's what I said to her. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we should throw a rally for her.
Now she knows how I feel when her people pushed me out of New York.
See, that's right? The thing, is there's certain people, like our very own Mark Edge, who has posited that in the future, once we create a more free place, because he acknowledges that we can probably accomplish making New Hampshire more free, that he believes that it will then attract statists who want to come and make it a less free place. Sort of the idea of the people from Boston coming in and ruining New Hampshire, that kind of viewpoint. And while I understand why someone would believe that, the evidence seems to be the opposite. The evidence seems to be that some of the worst statists are actually leaving New Hampshire. And I know Mark says, well, this will be in the future. But why would someone who really loves the government submit themselves to that level of what to them is punishment, to be around people that actually believe in freedom and liberty and free markets and sound money, to be around people like that constantly, to have those people having taken over the entire government, which we have not done here. But according to the speakers at this event, the up to 1/3 of the state house votes with the Free Staters most of the time.
Let me flip the script. Like, you know, I'm from Rhode Island, and I know a lot of people there that are just holding on to that liberty. Oh, yeah, we're gonna maybe make some change. Doubt it.
No.
Because they vote 85% Democrat. Time to leave. Come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's the only thing that makes sense, and we're going to continue here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number 603-283-6160. Whether it be potential alien spaceships under the ocean.
Weird things.
Or the freaky people in the Democratic Party. We'll get to that. We'll get some of the clips from what they had to say, because it's almost all unintentional endorsements of the free state.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us. You can bring up whatever is on your mind at at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Joa.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you on the site, including archives that go back for many years. You just click and download and get as many shows as you want to listen to over at freetalklive.com. Also, I do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com, because Bitcoin.com has introductory information and more advanced information as well. But for those of you that are still just not yet gotten into cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, you ought to take the time to click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com, and that is where you can find a lot of interesting introductory information about the world of cryptocurrency. It's important stuff to learn prior to actually getting into crypto, and I noticed that both of you guys are wearing Monero shirts tonight. Was that a conscious decision?
It was just in my rotation.
Yeah. Okay. Looks great. Looks great. I love the orange.
Can you tell what mine is?
XMR the Fed.
Yeah.
So, XMR and the Fed with Monero.
Yeah.
Basically, I love it.
Nice.
So learn more
what
about.
What do you got? You got the dude, right?
No, that's not the dude. That's Snake Plissken.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but it's in a Donna Che Guevara style.
Right. Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page and start learning about crypto before you actually get into it. And if you're wanting to get some of the latest news headlines, and I do have a little bit of crypto news tonight about what happened with one of the central lending platforms with crypto.
I heard they filed Chapter 11. Is
that
that one?
Yeah, it's not looking good for Celsius.
Celsius.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah. check out news.bitcoin.com for the latest news headlines. Let's go to the phones here. Somebody who is not a stranger to news. It's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Go ahead, Ridley. Oops, sorry about that. You were muted. Go ahead now.
I have an update regarding one of the independent
I don't know if you're indoors, but the signal is kind of spotty. I'll tell you.
Moving around.
Right there.
It's too bad. Right, it was actually really good when I had him on hold. One more shot, and then we'll put you on hold and then try it back. Maybe you'll clear up.
How am I doing here?
Okay, better. Go ahead.
So, this is where I usually call from. So
damn it.
So Mike Sylvia is one of the state reps who co-sponsored, I think he was a prime sponsor of New Hampshire independence legislation.
Mm-hmm. He was. This year. Yeah, this would have been the ballot measure that theoretically would have gone on the ballot. It didn't make it through the legislation or the legislature, but eventually, if it had gotten the votes, it would have gone on the ballot. CACR 32. Actually, the Democrats brought it up from the stage.
Yeah.
At this event. We're going to play some audio from here in a moment. They are mad about secession and would have allowed the people of New Hampshire to actually vote to peaceably secede from the United States. That's what you're talking about. Mike Sylvia is a free stater, multiple term rep. I believe he's on his fifth term in the state house, and he was the prime sponsor of that legislation.
So some of us have been trying to do what the Texas people are doing and just trying to reach out to the reps that voted in favor of this and offer to help them in their reelection and so forth.
Yeah.
And so I sent an email to all 13 reps that voted in favor of it and asked them if any of them need any help.
Reps have voted to not table this bill, to try to vote on this bill, and so he's tracking all 13 of them. There's some of them, like Mark Warden, who's not running again, which is sad to hear, but that's what's happening there.
Oh, no.
And there's, I think, 4 of them that aren't running again, and then there's 9 of them that are running again, but I think almost all of them, at least maybe, unless his research was incomplete, it seemed like almost all of them had primary opponents.
This is voluntary, like, term limits.
You know, well, I don't know. I'd rather have somebody like Mark Warden in again because he does great work. He's an A-plus rated rep. But go ahead, Ridley.
Anyway, Mark suggested helping Mike Sylvia because he has a runoff and a lot of enemies. Yeah. He's been in for a long time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guess he's gotten a lot of flack. He's gotten as much flack for trying to, he's trying to get rid of some government property and give it back, you know, just sell it to the market, you know. He's gotten more heat for that, I think, than he has for independence, or maybe, you know, almost as much heat as he has over that from independence.
Yeah, I saw the website that was attacking him, and I don't remember offhand what it was called, but it's definitely one of those Granite State Progress kind of websites where it's a local hard left statist group, but they've painted themselves as like the Belknap County something or other, because that's the county in which Mike lives, and they're definitely coming after him hard and heavy.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be hard left to support Washington continuing to rule New Hampshire when Washington runs torture chambers.
Yeah, or hard right, because there's definitely plenty of right-wingers that support torture as well.
Yeah, you have to be an authoritarian.
What else, Dave?
Oh, that was all I was calling about, but I did have some thoughts on the protest.
Oh, please. Would love to hear that.
Eager for more Ridleyisms.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I did have some thoughts, you know, and I haven't listened real closely to this demonstration yet, but I did read the Keene Sentinel article about it, which is pretty good. And the
you got to hear these clips. You should definitely stay on for this.
Yeah, it's gold.
But go ahead.
Well, so the thing is that when people do these kinds of demonstrations, They're not going to point out our strong points. They will look for the thing that's weakest about us, or the point of hypocrisy, or something like that. And so sometimes they'll be right. For instance, if they're complaining that some of the Free Stater reps, so-called, voted for abortion laws, like laws restricting abortion, and if those laws cost taxpayers anything, then that's an act of aggression against taxpayers, whether you're pro-abortion or not. Whether you're pro-choice or not.
Yeah, you're right about this. There was actually a conversation I had with, I think it was actually a sitting state rep. They had several existing Democrat state reps that were at this event. I had a couple conversations on camera and off camera with them, and one of them brought up, you know, hey, you guys, some of your guys in the state house aren't principled libertarians, and he called them out on some of the things that they should have been supporting as, you know, libertarians. And I said, I agree with you. You know, these guys, some of them are playing politics, and they're holding their cards to their chest.
That's bad.
And they're not doing the principled levels. They're not promoting, like, you know, no one has put in a bill to end the war on drugs yet. No one has put in a bill to abolish property taxes or go all the way, get rid of the liquor commission. Or these are things that we purportedly would want to see happen, but they aren't doing it. And he called that out, and I said, you know, you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. And the other thing to that's praiseworthy about what the Democrats have done in this case is that they're using the political process. Like, they didn't shoot somebody's dog, like apparently was done to the Texas independence people.
Ooh, that happened in Texas? Damn, I hadn't heard about that story. Ridley, thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. You're going to love these clips, because some of the things they think are weaknesses are actually huge strengths.
Yeah.
Or things that they thought they were attacking us on are something we should be heralding from the rooftops, and we'll share some of that coming up with you. The number 603-283-6160. This is what it sounds like when we're with.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia has drawn criticism because of the country's human rights violations. In Jerusalem, the president said he has never been silent about human rights. appearing on Fox News, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reacts to the president's remarks.
Joe Biden should stop condemning and trying to ostracize their de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, and work with them to bring down the price of oil here for Americans' families here at home.
He says the Biden administration also needs to ramp up domestic oil production. The nation's unemployment lines are getting a little bit longer. The Labor Department reporting 244,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the week before. USA Radio News. Police are issuing a warning for protesters.
Montgomery County Police in Maryland are warning the public that officers will enforce laws against disturbing the peace at protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. On its website on Wednesday night, Montgomery County Police posted the following message. There are content-neutral Montgomery County Code and Maryland law provisions that restrict protesting and assembling in a private neighborhood, as well as disturbing the peace. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The school district in Uvalde, Texas, plans to add more school police officers and stiffen security measures after the shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in May. Added security will include new perimeter fencing around schools, more security cameras, and upgraded doors. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to play for you some of the audio of what it sounds like when libertarians are actually winning. Now, this is going to be hard for some people to understand because most places libertarians don't ever win anything. And even here in New Hampshire, the Libertarian Party isn't winning. Per se, they're not going out and winning elections. They're not doing that much better than libertarians elsewhere when they are on the ballot. However, Karlen Borshenko, who is the likely person who will be on the ballot as a libertarian in November, she's still trying to get enough petition signatures. Mm-hmm. Matt, you and I have gone out and we've gathered some petition signatures for her, as well as Jeremy Kaufman, who's running for U.S. Senate. But Karlen, lady running for governor, she recently polled at 8%.
Yes.
Wow.
Which, for a libertarian candidate for governor who basically has gotten zero press coverage at this point, is, like, shocking. And credit goes to the Democrats, actually, for including her in this poll. Now, we know why they did it. It's likely they believe that libertarians are going to funnel more votes from Republicans than Democrats, even though there's not really any reason to believe that. That's just the way that things are portrayed in kind of mainstream media. So they actually didn't just do a governor poll for Democrat-Republican. They included the Libertarian candidate, and she got 8%.
Yeah, I think this is proof. I think that the failure of their idea there. I think the New Hampshire Democrats are heavily, heavily funded, but they have no options. Mm-hmm. It's like they have very few options. You know, the Free State Project people are just very... We're kind of everywhere in everything. It's a very spontaneous order, as it should be.
Yeah, very ground up.
Yeah, very ground up, and it's for people who are you know, addicted to extreme structure like statists are, especially on the left, it doesn't really, it's kind of toxic to them.
And Carlin, she's a YouTuber herself, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fairly popular.
And she exposes them, too.
She exposes both the right and the left.
Oh, sure. Yeah. All sides. And she does a really good job of it. She's undercover, setting up fake accounts and getting into their, you know, their Zoom meetings and exposing, basically broadcasting live on her channel. And it's pretty funny stuff.
She did that several months ago when she became aware, and other Free Staters became aware of one of these Democrats seminars that they've been doing.
Yes.
So in addition to the protests that we went to this weekend, they've also been having these seminars in, you know, they'll rent the library room or whatever for meetings, and they'll hold this presentation about the Free Staters where they've done all kinds of research.
So funny. They organize so hard.
It's fascinating.
They've got money.
Yeah, they've spent a lot of time and a lot of effort collecting information about the Free State Project and the movers here.
Yeah.
And they've done a good job. I mean, credit to them. They have really done a good job, except they go off into paranoid territory, kind of like Alex Jones, right? Like, he's always got the documents,
yeah.
But then he goes off into the conspiracy, you know, goes into really deep into conspiracies. The Democrats have conspiracies, too, and they mention it at this event.
Yeah, they call us a well-oiled machine.
Oh, my God. But they clearly do not understand anything about us.
That's like the opposite, is that we're all a bunch of independent individual minds.
But
that
they believe we're organized the way they are, right?
Well, because Our philosophy is of nature. It's of what we are as a human being.
It's natural order.
And what they are is controlled order.
Top down.
Yeah.
They're top down. So they're just like the cops, right? Like when the cops show up at an event, they always want to see who the leader is of the event because they believe there's always somebody on top. There's a pyramidal structure. The same thing's true with the Democrats. There's the chairman of the Cheshire County Democrats, and then he's got his people or whatever. And so they believe that we're like that, too. They believe that the Koch brothers, I guess there's only one left, but the Koch brother is funding us secretly, that there's billionaire money behind the Free State Project.
They're out of their mind.
But, of course, the reality is true for them. That's the what they're saying is true about them, except it's George Soros and other.
And there are definitely people at the top of the Democrat Party,
right?
And, you know, a pendant to near the top of the Democrat Party in New Hampshire who are full-time employees of somebody. Like, what's her name? I can't remember. It starts with a Z, that one lady.
Sandra Hawkins. She works for Granite State Progress, and they are allegedly funded by George Soros.
Oh, well, it's a huge shocker. I mean, there are people in the Democrat Party.
Here.
Huh?
She moved here from somewhere else.
Oh, okay. She moved.
Yeah.
Oh.
Surprise.
So did a bunch of the Dems at this protest, by the way, and I'm not speculating on that. I spoke to them about, well, where'd you come from? Oh, I came from Ohio, or I came from the West Coast.
Place. I mean.
So they're all mad because people are migrating to New Hampshire who love liberty, but it's okay when they do it because they're migrating here as well. So we're going to play some of this audio for you from the Central Square in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. This was this Saturday in a beautiful, perfect day for an event like this. It was absolutely gorgeous. The weather was perfect. And they came out with a nice little audio setup. They had a big banner, Cheshire County Democrats for the Common Good.
Free music.
They even played a little bit of music.
Free music.
Yeah.
Freedom here in New Hampshire hangs by a thread.
I mean, this guy. Everything that came out of his mouth was the most alarmist statement of freedom's hanging by a thread.
What's his T-shirt say?
His freedom says dissent is patriotic.
Why? Because we are the target of the Free State Project invading our state.
Okay, so the Free State Project invasion has made freedom hang by a thread, according to this guy.
I don't know how he could ever do that math and come out with that.
He was amazing. There's definitely more to come here, but I want to tell you who this guy is. I don't know his name offhand, but I was informed by the other Democrats there, because I was talking with them, interviewing them. They actually, one of the Cheshire County Democrats chair didn't know who I was, and he gave me an on-camera interview, and then one of his other, you know, like board members or whatever, obviously had words with him
Freeman.
Yeah, and then he literally came back to me later on and asked me not to use his interview.
Oh, too bad.
I chose not to just because it was boring.
Ian.
Just because it was boring. Under no obligation air it, but I certainly used the information he gave to me, which was that he'd moved here from Ohio 10 years ago. But anyway, this guy, I was informed that this guy talking in the video is actually challenging Matt Santanastasso for re-election. Now, our guy, Matt Santanastasso, he's a free stater.
He's epic.
He's a great Liberty guy. He's one of the youngest guys in the state house. I think he's probably in his mid-30s or whatever.
He's been very, very dedicated to that job, too. Matt's done
really
a good job.
Yeah, in fact, his brother is now running for state rep. But Matt also is facing a primary challenger. So before Matt can get to this guy behind the microphone, this is the Democrat, he's going to have to beat some sort of statist Republican in the primary. So he's got to beat the statist Republican, then beat this character.
Is it actually a statist Republican, or is it one of the Democrats people
I don't know.
Put throwing their hat in the ring?
Matt seems confident that he can get through the primary at the very, very least. But that said, you know, he's still going to probably need some help. He's going to need some door knockers or whatever. But this guy is something else. Let me go on with more from him.
There's a faction of anti-democratic free staters who come into our state, co-opted the Republican Party in particular, and used lies and fear to keep a small part of our community engaged and enraged.
Okay.
She's got the hair and the haircut and the whole bit.
The voice and everything.
Yeah.
Once again, what this woman is saying is actually true about what they are doing.
Yep.
As you will see here in a moment, she is about to tell a lie. And again, if this is kind of a cut-up video, the full unedited speeches, if you're like, oh, well, you cut something important out. Well, maybe I did. You can go and see them for yourself. I put the full speeches, completely unedited, up on the Freekeen Odyssey channel over at video.freekeen.com.
Also on my channel, you'll see I think they have the whole full thing.
I think you do, too. But, you know,
interruptions.
The mic here is better. And your interruptions are included a little bit later in this video, Joe.
Okay, great.
and you know, you were heckling them from while they were on the stage. And at one point, one of these guys completely loses his place. A lot of them had just written speeches that they were just reading word for word. And Joe throws him off his game so hard, he doesn't know where he's at in
he
his
pauses.
Speech. And he just fumbles with his words, and he can't get the next thought out. We'll get to that coming up here in moments. It was really entertaining stuff. 603-283-6160. But this is what happens when libertarians have success. They get attacked by the status quo. Most libertarians elsewhere, they just get ignored.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here and bring up whatever you want to talk about. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here in a few months from now, there's an event happening in Prague. And our very own Mark Edge is going to be a speaker at October 21st through the 23rd. It's being put on by the Free Cities Foundation. It's called Liberty in Our Lifetime. The conference theme this year is Parallel Structures for Progress. This is their second year hosting this conference. I think the last one was somewhere else in Europe, this one in Prague. And you can get 20% off the tickets by using code FTL20 over at lifetimeliberty.com. It's going to be a conference where they focus on autonomous cities and intentional communities that are springing up around the world, like the special economic zones, for instance, offering opportunities for settlers to live freer lives. They'll look at different developments and parallel structures in education or finance that offer alternatives for people that are looking for better ways to learn, educate their children, and invest in the future. You can follow the conference on Twitter at handle at Liberty IOL. That's like Liberty IOL as in Liberty in Our Lifetime. Once again, lifetimeliberty.com, code FTL20. Join Mark in Prague from October 21st through the 23rd. As we go to your calls, and we'll get back to more of the audio from the Democrats freaking out over libertarian successes here in New Hampshire, free staters being elected as both Republicans and Democrats. This is what it sounds like when freedom-minded people are actually winning in the political game, and these people cannot handle it. They are losing their minds, and they're desperate.
They are emotional.
Yeah.
They're an emotional bunch.
We're going to play to throw a rally about it.
I mean, they threw a good rally. I give them credit for it. This was the biggest anti-free stater rally.
Well, there's a lot of money behind the printing of the signs.
Very
for sure.
Much
I wonder
so.
If they actually gave money to come out.
Gave money to, to pay the people that came out?
Yeah.
It seemed pretty legit as far as the attendance was concerned.
And how they acted.
But let's jump into this call here first, and we'll continue with the audio from that. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tom.
Good evening. I saw an item in the news that Eric Lindsay, 45, of Coventry, Rhode Island, pleaded guilty in New Bedford Superior Court on Monday of this week to some crimes, not the least of which is armed assault with intent to murder. And that is, he shot at some cops and missed. and he's going to be going to prison for a long time for committing that crime of shooting at some cops and missing.
Do you know why it was that he was firing at the police?
Well, he was found in the Assembly of God Church, and the pastor was going in there to get something and found this guy sitting in the foyer with a gun and talked to Mr. Lindsay briefly and left and called the police. You know, who's this guy?
Oh, jeez.
And so, anyway, the
was
guy...
Was he just... hold on. Was he just, like, despondent? Suicidal? What was he in the... Like, he wasn't threatening... Was he threatening people or just sitting there with a gun?
Well, I don't know that, but the...
Well, that's an important aspect of this story, right? Like, if... You know, I could understand why somebody would call the police if they felt like there was a threatening lunatic, you know, on the prowl or whatever, because there's no other protection services that people can easily ring up, even though it is
a
dangerous thing. But if you've just got somebody that's suicidal, that's a really bad plan, because this person, you know, may end up... the police may end up shooting this person when they could have been kept alive by people that actually have compassion for others.
Well, armed assault with intent to murder, breaking and entering into the church, and all this, that's what the pastor called the cops about. But the point I'm trying to make is that he committed the felony of shooting at the cops and missing, and he's going to be going to prison for a long time for committing that felony. So listen up, folks. Don't commit that felony. Do not commit the felony of shooting at cops and missing.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
The worst part.
Nice qualifier, bud.
The number is 603-283-6160. I personally don't believe that violence is going to solve problems generally. I think that, you know, in the moment, it's certainly important to, you know, self-preservation. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't use violence in self-defense. By all means, you absolutely should protect your loved ones and protect total strangers if you want to. But getting into an actual all-out war with the police, that's only going to strengthen them. That's only going to strengthen people's belief in them. It's going to strengthen the desire of people to have the police. They will look at the police as the victims instead of the perpetrators. Traitors, which is what they are. They're perpetrating the violence of the state upon us, and the only way to have that be clear is for them to be using the violence. And I mean, I don't want to advocate that somebody just become a victim to them. I get where people like Tom and our co-host Nobody are coming from on that, but I don't think it forwards our mission.
It's best to try to break a cop's ego than try to, you know, shoot them.
Yeah, peaceful solutions are the way forward. If we want to have a peaceful society, we have to embrace peace as our way. The Democrats don't understand that, and we're going to get back into more from them here. They are absolutely more than happy to use the state against their political opponents. In this case, they want to turn voters against the Free Staters, and they think that coming out with, oh, well, they like secession, and they want to raise your taxes, are going to tell all kinds of lies here in this video.
So say that again. Wait a minute. Just so people know what they're listening to, and just so in case you missed that, the Democrats in New Hampshire are saying that Free Staters want to raise your taxes.
That's what they're saying.
Hilarious.
It's ridiculous. Let's go on here. Here's more from Saturday's Anti-Free State Project protest in downtown Keene.
The Democratic Free Staters who've come into our state, co-opted the Republican Party in particular, and used lies and fear to keep a small part of our community engaged and enraged.
And the problem is, you know, people tend to think that these ideas are just a fringe movement, but they have permeated the State House.
By the way, there wasn't singing behind these people. That's a little editing magic. They actually did a song, This Land Is Your Land, which seems pretty ironic for a choice.
I know.
At the end of this event.
That was Arlo Guthrie, and he's a communist.
No doubt. But the lyrics, you know, I don't know what all the lyrics are, but the whole idea of, well, we need to, you know, we're sharing this place. They don't want to share anything. Mm-hmm. They want to kick Free Staters out of New Hampshire.
And they don't think it's your land either.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was an interesting choice for, for this. So I recorded the whole song on my camera, and then I used that as the background here. So that's what that is.
In the State House of New Hampshire today, as we speak, a third of the current reps are either Free Staters or vote with them most of the time.
Yay!
Bam!
Thank you for that ringing endorsement.
That is a huge endorsement. One third of the state house. Now, for listeners that don't know, New Hampshire has the largest state house, as far as members are concerned, of any state out there. There are 400 state representatives in New Hampshire. So this woman is literally saying that free staters control, or at least have voting with them most of the time, an entire third of that organization, and we've only been here for two decades. And the official move for New Hampshire's Free State Project started in 2016. Mm-hmm. So that's like 6 years ago. They're saying we've had all this success already? No wonder they're shaking in
their
boots.
It's also because not the ones that have moved. Well, I mean, yes, but they've convinced a lot of locals into these ideas. Because
sure. Well, they were already into these ideas.
They are, but I think more and more so. And people are coming around.
Here's some more.
The Free State Project, what they're doing, is not only it's not a fringe movement, but it's a predatory politics. They have an agenda to exploit the small population of New Hampshire, bring in people. That's not the way, if there's a majority opinion, that should govern the society. But if you import people from outside, that's not a majority opinion.
Okay, so is Mohammed, he's the chairman, by the way, of the Cheshire Democrats. Is he saying that people who come in from the outside shouldn't be able to have an opinion, shouldn't be able to vote? Because he moved here from Ohio. And prior to that, moved here from somewhere in the Middle East.
Right.
And he wasn't the only Democrat at this particular event that had moved here. So it's, again, rules for them and then rules for the rest of us.
Right.
So they're completely hypocritical in what they're actually saying.
This is not even, like, relevant to their argument, per se. Like, you know, it's just, you're just giving us, well, if they're just saying, oh, you're not from here. Well, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, they're being hypocritical. Like,
of course they are.
You know?
They're saying you're not a legitimate person if you're moved here and you're trying to create a majority from the outside.
Right. I wonder why he moved here. Mm-hmm. You know, what was the reason that got you here? Was it the opportunity to live freer?
Yeah, well, you know, Ohio's not the worst state as far as, you know.
It's pretty bad.
Is it really bad?
Oh, it's probably the worst state for cops that I've noticed.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Cop shooting people, you mean?
Very aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
It's one of those border states where all the states around it have a little more freedoms, but Ohio doesn't. Mm-hmm. So once you cross over to the state, they get you.
That's where I believe our friend Adamo Freeman was arrested.
That's true.
Years ago for possession of marijuana with intent to distribute. Spent a couple years in jail.
And recently, one of our friend's brother-in-laws was murdered there recently.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Rochelle Kelly's brother.
More coming up here by the cops.
Go figure.
Yeah, more on the way here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841
or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.